Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Self-Help Show. My name is Gina and I'm your host. If you have been a listener, follower, subscriber for a long time, you know this podcast was a Thousand Voices podcast, but with everything, time changes, people change, things change. And I decided to name this a show self-help because that's what it's about in most cases. It's also the best or leading self-help show anyway, so why not make it just as simple as it is, right? So we are still on the chapter of forgiveness, and today I'm talking about the power of forgiving family. So this is quite a precious topic because in life I've personally met across people that don't speak to their families, don't speak to their mom, don't speak to their dad, obviously don't speak to their uncles or nieces or whatever. There are instances where amongst family so many things can go wrong, and because you are both sensitive, some people just decide to walk away. So in today's episode, I want to kind of share some light or give some insights on how you can forgive your family, or at least start from somewhere, and also understanding why it is important. So the first thing is, I totally understand it can be challenging because with family relationships, there is history. There is a lot of expectation. There is a lot of deep emotional ties. And like I said, it becomes so personal that sometimes the expression of words based on feelings in that particular moment is difficult. So, unlike your friendships or your romantic relationship, our families are default. We do not choose the families we found ourselves in. So you may feel obligated to do certain things or to say certain things. And because of the hurt that may have happened within your family, you have to stay connected whether you like it or not. So one of the things that people do drastically is to completely cut their families off, which I think is not a good thing, but from whoever that person's standpoint, I totally understand. I've personally had my situations, but I'm grateful and I'm thankful that that is all in the past. I think we all grow, we all heal, and it's good. And again, if you remember, guys, I always say I share everything based on my experiences, my opinions, and a little bit of research. So, how do you navigate the challenges of forgiveness within your family? Because, it's very difficult simply because of the childhood, the childhood experience you have, how you were raised, the beliefs that you have about love, about self-worth. You just have to ask yourself, from whatever pain that your family caused you, you have to ask yourself, why are you holding on to that pain? And you have to acknowledge that maybe in that particular moment you don't understand how to separate yourself from it. So I want to help you. At least you can take this as a first step. You have to acknowledge your feelings without judging yourself, without any guilt. So just because someone is family doesn't mean that your pain is not valid. So because it's your sister or your uncle or whoever that did whatever they did to you, it doesn't mean the pain is invalid because they're family. So first of all, you need to acknowledge your feelings. Suppressing emotions will only cause resentment. So you have to give yourself permission to feel. Then you need to set boundaries. So forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean that you now give whoever that hurt you unlimited access to you just because they're family. you need to now put boundaries so that they don't cause you any pain. And if it gets really extreme, it's okay to step away from these toxic interactions until when you feel good enough to talk about it and speak about it in bits and pieces. It can take a month, it can take a year, it can take years. So be patient with yourself. Then you also have to manage expectations, because sometimes family does not change. So whatever expectations that you have, rather not have them and accept your family just as they are. You have to accept the reality that this person is like that. And instead of trying to fix them, instead of trying to making them what they are not, especially if they are not actively putting in any effort to become different or to become better, then you would rather protect your peace instead of trying to fix them. Also, you need to note that forgiveness is for yourself. So even if you are not getting the apology or I'm sorry, just do it for yourself, because it will liberate you. Then try and communicate. Like I said, sometimes it's very difficult, sometimes it's chaotic, sometimes it's complicated. But if possible, express your feelings without any blame. Focus on how those things affected you rather than attacking the person. So be open to express how you feel. And if they don't hear you, or if they choose not to listen, then it's not you, it's them. Okay? And that's where you kind of step away from the toxic interaction and come back and try again. Or otherwise, just let it go and focus on protecting your peace. Forgiveness creates healing. So within a family, if somebody has done something to someone, sometimes it leaves the relationship so broken, because there's a lot of resentment happening. So you have to be the bigger person, let go of the anger. If you let go of the anger, you become lighter and, you know, you focus on your life and just do you. That's what I can tell you. And healing happens when you stop expecting the past to be different and focusing on your growth. So whatever that happened in the past, just forget about it. Like, just don't stress, don't bother yourself. Just be at peace, protect your peace at all cost. Again, this topic is especially forgiveness around family. It's a very delicate topic, and I think people have different family dynamics. There is no single template of how each family is. So you have to know your family, understand your family, and do what works for you. If you feel like the door of communication is closed and nothing is happening there, then protect your peace and carry on with your life. I believe that cutting ties with family is literally like the last resort. But I'm sure there are ways to try and avoid that. And I'm sure just distancing yourself for a while and then coming back to talk about it is better, at least from my experience. You know, yes, you have to be willing to feel the pain. You have to be willing to experience so much emotions. But the best way for you to heal is to clear up your heart and forgive. And also look at the part that you played in whatever that happened. So your family member could be revenging you for what you did to them, or vice versa. Whatever the case may be, just focus on trying to be calm, try to be at peace, try to focus on just your journey, and pray about your situation, pray for your family. And remember the last episode I spoke about the forgiveness prayer. You can take some time to quiet your mind and relax your body and let go. And think of God and His love for you. Then affirm, I fully and freely forgive. Then you mention your brother's name, your mother's name, your father's name, whoever that is. Mention the name of that person. Then say, I release you mentally and spiritually. I completely forgive everything connected to this matter in question. I am free, and that person's name is free. It is my day of general amnesty. I release everybody and anybody who has ever hurt me, and I wish each and every person or everyone health, happiness, peace, and all the blessings of life. I'm sure when you try this, from that moment you already start feeling lighter, right? Then say, I do this freely, joyously, and loving. And whenever I think of that person, whoever that has hurt you, I say, I have released you, and all the blessings of life are yours. I am free, and you are free, and it is wonderful. Once you have forgiven this person, again, you don't have to repeat this, but whenever you think about them, so for example, you know how it is in life, thoughts just pop up here and there when you're busy doing your stuff, and then something annoys you, and then you already think about that person who did you wrong. Instead of feeling the terrible things that they did, because normally that's what it does, like whenever you think of somebody who hurt you, you automatically connect yourself to that feeling, and then all of a sudden you're upset. You'll be having a good day, and then you just think of that person who hurt you, and then you're upset. So try to now say, whenever you think about them, peace be unto you. Trust me, guys, I've done this the past week or so now, and it's such a powerful thing. Like, it leaves me feeling so light. It leaves me feeling so wonderful. It leaves me feeling so blessed, because I don't have that anger or that pain that was continuously coming up whenever I think about that person who's hurt me. So I just say, peace be unto you, and then it goes away. So in a way, you heal yourself, you heal your emotions, you heal your energy, and you carry on with whatever that you're doing. Because sometimes in life, what hinders us from success is all these little things that we hold on to our hearts, and they become blocks in the things that we are trying to achieve or in the stuff that we're trying to attain. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this. Next episode, I will be talking about how faith and spirituality influence forgiveness. So that's going to be exciting. I will catch you on the next one. Please remember to share this with people that you know are in pain, that are not forgiving their family, or that have moved on from their family. Try and clear up that energy so that whatever that you're working on does not get affected, because it's these tiny little things that we deem part of us that are not supposed to be part of us. We are supposed to just forgive and let go. So once you do that, then everything else that you want to desire, it just starts falling into your lap. Have a good one, and I'll catch you soon. Bye.